I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. We've been checking in with reporters from states across the country. NPR Chicago Bureau reporter David Shaper is on the scene at Grant Park in the heart of the Windy City. That's where Senator Barack Obama is going to hold his election rally this evening. Hi, David.
Hi, Farai.
So what's the scene like now?
Well, the scene right now is people are still setting things up. They're testing the music system right now. But it's a beautiful scene. It's a beautiful day here in Chicago. Grant Park, of course, sits on Chicago's lakefront with the skyline as a backdrop. It's a beautiful day weather-wise. I mean, this time of year in Chicago, you could get, you know, temperatures in the 20s or 30s or, you know, unusually, like today, we have temperatures in the 70s, so it couldn't be better. That means probably we'll have a great big turnout. And some people are already lining up to try to get in. These are ticketed people who are trying to get in. They just wanted to be here so early so they could get the best possible location in front of the stage.
How are things working in terms of how many people are going to be let in, what the ticketing process has been, all of that?
Well, The Obama campaign sent out an email alert to their membership, if you will, to the folks who had signed up online. And certain people were basically entered into a lottery to get tickets. They only allocated, I believe, 65,000. And that's really about 35,000 ticketed folks, and each person is allowed to bring one guest. They have to pick up their tickets ahead of time and then show up here. There's only one entrance, one way in, and they'll be lined up and take a long time to get through security and everything like that. Now, the folks in Chicago are just super excited about this, and Mayor Daley predicts as many as a million people might try to show up. So what the city has done to accommodate an overflow crowd and to keep non-ticketed people away from the main event is further down in Grant Park. They've set up at least one Jumbotron. They're considering others. And there will be another huge section of the park a good half mile away from the main event, maybe closer to a mile, but where people can come out and be with one another and watch the event unfold on a big television screen.
It sounds like from what you're saying, the city leadership, including the mayor, is very much in support of there being this massive celebration.
I think that's fair to say. It's kind of been interesting to watch this unfold over the last couple of weeks because the venues that would have been available, Soldier Field, the football stadium, just a little ways away from here, wasn't available apparently, or couldn't accommodate the Obama campaign. The indoor arena, the United Center, some thought maybe too small at seating 18,000, 20,000, but there's a concert there tonight anyway, so that was ruled out. And it seemed to surprise city officials to some degree a month or so ago when the Obama campaign said they'd like to do it in the park. But the city has been very accommodating. They have pulled back, and initially Mayor Daley said everybody should come down, even if they don't have a ticket, and just be a part of the celebration in the streets and around the park. The police department and the fire department and the emergency management folks for the city kind of pulled back on that and said, we only want people in the area who are supposed to be in the area. Let's try to set up an alternative venue. And so that's what they've gone ahead to and done in setting up in another section of Grant Park, the big Jumbotrons.
Now, I understand that you have already gone and voted today. Did you have to wait long?
I did not. You know, I kind of purposefully timed it after the morning rush, 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, when the line would get a little slower. There was a lot of people coming in and out, but we had about 6 or 8, maybe 10 voting stations in our polling place. Turnout has been brisk. The folks I talked to there, all around the city, I mean, in some parts of the city, there are very long lines this morning. The bigger, I live in a more residential single-family home neighborhood, so population-wise, we don't have a huge crush of people trying to come and vote, but I know that the line will get very long this evening. Turnout is supposed to be near record levels of 80, 85% in the city of Chicago and in suburban areas, too.
Well, have you heard reports of any problems, voting problems, ballot problems?
Isolated problems here and there in the Chicago area. It's not unusual for a couple of polling stations to open a little bit late, that the election judges arrive just a little bit late. The ballot system we have here in Illinois now is an OptiScan thing where you actually fill in lines with a black magic marker. And one polling place opened without any of those markers. So, and it's, I guess, a special kind of marker that they need to mark the ballots so then the ballots can be scanned by a computer. So that was only one or two. There have been a couple of the suburban locations that are more computerized that have had a few machines malfunction, but nothing unusual, nothing out of the ordinary so far, at least in the Chicago area from what I've heard. The biggest problem really is just the lines and accommodating as many people who want to vote in this election.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was NPR Chicago Bureau reporter David Shaper. He joined us from Grant Park in Chicago, where Senator Barack Obama's supporters are already gathering.